From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, December 22nd, 2020. The CDC today is reporting 10 additional deaths from COVID-19. The number of new daily cases is 458. The Maine Department of Labor says it has distributed a one-time emergency payment of $600 to about 40,000 Mainers who were unemployed because of the pandemic. The DOL says in a statement that the payment will assist eligible people who were likely to exhaust or lose their benefits with the expiration of federal pandemic aid programs. Maine loggers are cheering the inclusion of $200 million for the industry in the new COVID-19 relief package Congress passed last night. Dana Duran, president of the Professional Logging Contractors of Maine, estimates that 900 loggers and truckers have been put out of work this year. The aid package, he says, should help the industry stay afloat until spring, when it's hoped that pulp and paper markets damaged by the pandemic will open back up.
It's historic. Loggers have never been recognized. And now we feel like there's some parity between farmers and fishermen, and loggers are farmers of the forest. They should be treated just the same as other farmers who are out there.
It's too early to tell, Duran says, how exactly the U.S. Department of Agriculture will distribute the funds, but he expects direct grants rather than loans. The aid package also includes $300 million for the seafood sector. And Maine Congresswoman Shelley Pingree says part of the $900 billion pandemic relief package only begins to address the growing problem of hunger in America. Mal Leary has more.
Pingree says the legislation provides the unemployed help in buying food, but doesn't solve the larger need.
It's a huge issue, the level of hunger and how much it has increased during this pandemic, and it's certainly not going away anytime soon. There is an increase in SNAP benefits.
The bill increases the maximum SNAP benefit by 15% for the first 6 months of the new year. It also makes it easier for those on unemployment to qualify for SNAP, once known as food stamps, and will allow more college students to qualify. Pingree says she will push for further increases in food assistance programs in the next session of Congress. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
And let's check in now on the weather tonight. Snow showers ending with skies clearing somewhat and lows in the low teens to low 20s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit MainePublic.org and join us tomorrow morning for Maine Calling at 11 for the month and year in review. I'm Nora Flaherty.